An Israeli motorist was shot and killed near a West Bank settlement today, and a Palestinian was killed as Israeli forces shelled Yasser Arafat's compound in Ramallah. Israel says it was sending Arafat a message after yesterday's car bombing that killed 17 Israelis. But after the six-hour raid, a defiant Arafat emerged and declared that Israel's military will never break the resolve of the Palestinians. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Arafat wasn't in his sleeping quarters when the shell tore through the wall about 5 feet from his bed. One of his intelligence officers wasn't so lucky. He was shot and killed in what the army said was an exchange of gunfire as the tanks advanced on the battered compound. Walls already breached in the recent siege of the compound were further damaged, and some of the security buildings left standing in earlier fighting were demolished today. But as Arafat emerged to blow kisses to his supporters after the tanks withdrew, he tried to sound more like a victor than a survivor.
They tried to say that they can defeat us. No one can defeat the Palestinian people.
Israeli army officials say, as in previous operations, Arafat was not a target, although if Israel wanted to hit him, it could at any time. Foreign Minister Shimon Peres said unlike recent Israeli raids aimed at arresting specific suspects, the Ramallah operation was designed to send a message to Arafat.
And it's supposed to serve a signal to the Palestinian Authority that they have to become active in preventing terror and intercepting terrorists.
Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's spokesman Renan Gissin took a harder line, saying that in the weeks since the Israeli military offensive in the West Bank ended, troops had arrested or killed 50 Palestinian suicide bombers and gunmen. Gissin said all of them came from territory that's supposed to be under Arafat's control.
Either he's in control and the elected or selected leader of his people, and he takes full responsibility for action emanating from that territory, or if he's incapable of doing it or doesn't want to do it, then maybe he should be replaced by someone who can do it.
Palestinian activist Mustafa Barghouti says once again the extreme Palestinian factions and Prime Minister Sharon have allowed Arafat to distract international attention from badly needed reforms in the Palestinian Authority and pull the focus back to the cycle of violence that he believes Arafat can do little to stop.
And I think the truth here and the reality is that Mr. Arafat is simply a prisoner, like me, like all of us. We're all now prisoners of occupation, and I think he's crippled. I don't know how much he can do. I'm not defending him. We were in opposition to him on many issues, including issues of democracy. But to be honest, at this very moment, the biggest problem is that Israel is practically occupying the West Bank completely.
Israeli troops completed their latest incursion into Jenin today after arresting more Palestinians and exchanging fire with gunmen. Palestinians set off explosives but failed to injure any of the soldiers. In Beitounia, near Ramallah, Israelis arrested several Palestinians. And in another sign that Palestinian assailants have no intention of curtailing their deadly activities, an Israeli was shot and killed while driving near the West Bank settlement of Ofra. Israeli officials said a gunman opened fire at a convoy of settlers' cars, and the man was hit in the chest and later died of his wounds. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.